Kevin, that was always going to be a difficult night, but suppose conceding two goals inside the opening 10 minutes, it made the night all the more difficult.
Yeah, two minutes into the game, and you can't hand chances to get to a team like that. And it's very unlike us, very, very unlike us, because we've been defending really, really well all year, and any long balls, we've dealt with them all year, no matter who we were playing. So that's disappointing, and the boys are disappointing. I have to give the boys that made theirs huge credit for coming out of the wobble, because after 10 minutes it's a lonely place to be in a football pitch, and when you go 2-0 down against a side like that, and I thought we fought really, really well to get back into the game. We definitely had a shout for a penalty. I've seen it back. Clear push in the back. It's a clear penalty, and I thought the officials got a lot of stuff wrong tonight. And sometimes you come here and you give the refs the benefit of the doubt at times, but not tonight. I thought some of the key decisions, the key moments, didn't go our way at all. But as you say, when we give away two goals, the Cats, it's really is an uphill battle. You're just basically, it's kind of nearly like damage limitation to get into half time to see if we can change it up a wee bit, and go after them in the second half. And that's what we try to do.
Well, credit to your players, as you say. See, 10 minutes in, you're 2-0 down, Kevin. You must have been fearing the worst.
Yeah, absolutely. It was so unlike us, and every long ball just seemed to be causing us bother. Nobody was winning their battles, 1v1s, and everything was falling for them, and they could have been 3-0 up easily at half time. So we did come through that wee period of 15-20 minutes, and I thought we finished the stronger for the last 20 minutes of the game. Definitely should have had a penalty. We had a couple of half chances around the box. But when you are on top in those moments, you have to score.
Right.
And that's the levels, and you can see the levels Cork are at. They absorb the pressure, and they come out the second half and manage the game really well.
Yeah, difficult night in terms of conditions as well. It was rained nearly for the full 90 minutes, but once your players settled, once they got the ball down and started playing football, they showed that they could match Cork City and created a couple of chances in that first, never mind the penalties. Remember Lombardo was in, the goalkeeper came out and denied him as well, so there was a lot of good in that first
half. There was definitely moments. We had moments, that's the way I'll probably describe it. We definitely had moments in the game, and if that's 0-0, would they be a wee bit more nervous, and would things maybe fall a wee bit better? Probably. When you've got the cushion of 2-0, they're throwing caution to the wind, and things were falling for them. In the moments that we did create, we just didn't take advantage of it. I thought if we'd have got one goal back even within half an hour of the second half, I thought we'd have really pushed them for the last 10-15 minutes. Lorenzo pulled off a brilliant save, and we had five people in the box, they had two, and the ball falls to the feet of their man, and he taps it home. So that's the kind of night it was. We just gave ourselves a mountain to climb at the start of the thing. But there was, as I was saying to the boys inside, there were some really good individual performances throughout the squad, that we need to take forward and then Bray next week.
Okay, so that's a first defeat in 7 games, Kevin. So you have been going well in recent weeks, and the football has been good as well. Results have been really positive, and now you turn your attentions back to the league. 6 games left to play, and 6 big games.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's how quick it turns around. You have to just put your full attention now. We have 6 games, 3 at home, 3 away, and you have to go after it. We don't want to be sitting in 3 or 4 weeks' time and saying we wish we'd have done that and wish we'd have done this. So as staff and as players, we've committed afterwards, after the game tonight, just to go after it, and see if we can get to this playoffs, because the crowd were fantastic tonight. You're 2-0 down, gone in at half time, and they're clapping you off the pitch. They really want you to get that goal, they make it a grandstand finish, and unfortunately just couldn't do that for them. But now tension turns to the playoffs.
Okay.
And hopefully we can get crowds to get back again.
Yeah, because your next match is the Monday week match against Wexford. Wouldn't it be good to see the same kind of crowd here tonight?
Absolutely. If we can get something out of the Bray game away next week, and then we're home to Wexford, and then we've got the difficult trip to Cove. But yeah, those are two hugely important games for us, and that's where our attention is going now.
Okay, thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.